Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know why you wanted to come on this podcast today.
Why?
Because I said, oh, we're going to... the girls' bathroom is coming on. You were, your ears... But yeah, the girls' bathroom? Never been in there before.
You spent a lot of time in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah. Allowing girls to cry on my shoulder, probably.
What?
Sorry, what?
That's weird. Well, they started crying because you'd come into the loo.
Go on.
I consoling them
in the bathroom.
I once was at the cinema. I was quite young and I'd been sort of quite blown away by the movie. I think it was like Titanic or something. So I got...
Sorry.
I got
you were quite young and then you got blown away by the movie.
I was slightly teary-eyed when I came out of the cinema and I wasn't really paying attention. So I went into the girls' loo by mistake and I didn't realise anyway. So I go for a wee or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come out and there's a dad standing there with his daughter and he's like, you disgusting pervert. I was like, what? Then looked around, I was like, oh sorry, and I still haven't pulled my pants up at that stage.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were at school and you used to call
I wasn't at school with you.
No, not at school. But do you remember when you used to by accident call your teacher like mum or dad? Yeah, and then you'd be like, oh no, and then we'd go they'd laugh and you'd be like, oh god, they're going
to
think I'm a loser.
School for squirrels.
Why on earth would I go to a school for squirrels? This ridiculous comment.
A squirrel school.
It's not even a funny joke. How would I go to school of squirrels? I'm a human.
I'm a real boy.
Did you go to a school of squirrels? Obviously not, I'm a man.
You made a noise that was quite like a squirrel. I thought it would be a good little gag.
I'm like Geppetto, pulling all the strings right now.
Geppetti,
you're petty.
You're a petty little bastard.
You're just an idiot, honestly. I don't even want to do this podcast anymore. You're just talking about getting naked in a girl's bathroom and someone calling you a pervert, and you think these people are going to like you, and then you say I'm going to a squirrel school.
Yeah, it's a good start. It gets people to get ready for what's coming.
But well, what is coming? Some nonsense from you?
No, actually, I think I held myself very well in this podcast. Yeah. Unlike you got a bit excited. You try to flirt with them again.
Oh god,
you've been doing
you
that.
Think that's
you've
flirting
been, you've been doing
you
that think increasingly on the podcast.
You think that's flirting, big guy? You have another thing coming. You haven't seen me flirt, and when you do, it's like a tidal wave of
what? It kills people. It decimates cities and kills people. Epic.
Cities, but the only city that is on a beach is like Miami. What cities does it?
Do you not hear about the tsunami?
Yeah, but it's not a city. What? Oh god, you've gone down a weird route. That's your fault.
Oh, just go back to squirrel school.
All right. Maybe I will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the lovely girls' bathroom on the podcast today. They've been on before, friends of the podcast, big YouTubers, Instagrammers, influencers. They have their own podcast, the girls' bathroom, and we went on theirs, and they came on ours. It's a great little day, so you're going to enjoy this. And always, please do get in touch. We want to hear from you guys, the private partners. Please do it. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com. Send us email whether you like Alex. Tell us, actually, I would like to know, if you like Alex on this podcast, can you please email in and let me know? Because if you don't, he's pistol whipping his way out of here.
You need to pay me still. So what month are we now? Jamie phones me up.
I got a big opportunity for you. You want to be a star?
You want to be a star?
There's a huge pay packet, huge salary. I've literally just had some sweets. That's right. Just got a sugar addiction.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off.
Yeah, there's a great podcast up next, actually. We spoke about submarines.
Yes, we did.
Pooing in the shower.
Oh, yeah. You said stamping it down.
No, that was a Vice survey, and you actually do that.
I don't do it.
You did it.
Listen to the podcast, you'll find out exactly what happened. Here are they, girls. Here are they, those girls, from that bathroom we once walked into. And here are the girls from the girls' bathroom. Enjoy. Why are you wearing your jacket?
Well, this is a blazer. It's a very thin Asics
Jamie,
blazer.
It's a blazer. Thin. Back down, buddy. Back down.
Okay, hang on. Don't say this. Alex, what's the difference between a blazer and a jacket?
Well, a blazer you wear to a podcast. And a jacket...
yeah?
You wear to a meeting.
What?
To an interview.
What is the difference between a blazer and a jacket?
I don't know. You tell me.
There's a big difference between a blazer and a jacket.
A blazer is a blazer.
There's a big difference.
There you go.
A jacket is not a blazer.
A jacket could be denim jacket, leather jacket, shirling.
She knows.
Shirling. I'm seeing more of like a raincoat.
Shirling.
Surely
you know the difference between
I would say the difference between a jacket and a blazer
would
be buttons.
That's incorrect.
It is.
Buttons?
A blazer can't have a zip.
I'm sure in the past I've owned blazers with zips.
I'm imagining you wearing a blazer with a zip.
That could be like new Balenciaga.
Yeah,
I think it's trendy.
Pretty
cool.
Justin Bieber vibes.
I think the difference between a jacket and a blazer has to be zip or has to be to do with buttons or something like that.
All right. I respect your opinion, but
yeah.
Are you going to hold on to this for the whole podcast? Yeah.
I just shouldn't have warned this, there's a formal answer to this question.
Do you know what? That's a great idea.
Okay,
that is a fantastic idea.
Wow, this podcast is off to a great start.
It is. Listen, it is. Listen, I'm just going to win the argument. Do you know what I found out the other day? Okay, this is... Do you know... What do you think, as I Google this, what do you think makes plants grow quicker?
Sun.
It's not going to be that.
It's not going to be that because he wouldn't have got all excited about it.
Photosynthesis.
It's not water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What makes plants grow quicker?
Gravity.
No. Playing jazz music to them.
Oh,
that's
off.
A lie.
What do you mean it's a lie?
That's a lie.
I actually feel like I've seen that on like BuzzFeed or something before.
What, so I just came in here and made it up. If you say
nice things to plants as well, they grow faster.
You say
like you love them and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I've actually heard that before.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. Ready? The difference between a jacket and a blazer. You ready?
All right.
What differences are there between a jacket and a blazer? Most differences lie in the making of the garment and therefore its result. For instance, jackets have more rounded and structured shoulders, while blazers don't have zips.
Fair enough.
It does not say that, you're lying.
No, it did not say that. So in the playground, did not say that. I didn't say that.
You lose.
So these big blazers are in now, there, girls, aren't they?
We've been on holiday, so you know when you get back home and it's like, what do you wear?
Right.
I was a bit stuck. I messaged her, like, I was like, what do we wear today?
I said, well, I'm putting my blazer bodysuit and grey joggers on. So she put her bodysuit, joggers and
But I feel like you guys always, you kind of dress similar most of the time.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes. Unintentional.
Well, we buy from the same place. Like, we just buy the same things.
Do you go shopping together?
Always. It's kind of boring by yourself.
That's going to happen then, isn't it?
Wait, yeah. so you always shop together without a doubt?
I mean, not always.
Most of our spending is online.
Yeah.
Impulsive purchases.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you see something online, you buy it, I like that big jacket or blazer, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
And then you guys go, oh my God, I bought the same thing, and it works like that.
But sometimes we try and not buy the same thing, because it's like, what's the point of having? We'll share it.
We'll make sure we get different colours. I'm like, well, I'm going to get that colour.
We've never been shopping together.
We've never. But Alex, what you haven't realised, these guys are best friends.
No, I realise they are.
I know them.
We're pretty far from
it. You guys aren't best friends.
Why? You said that with such meaning.
That was actually really mean.
No, it's like a best friend sense. I can just tell this is not like a best.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
No, I think you guys are like second degree. Like you've got your own best friend,
right.
And then I think
she's cutting like, through. No, she's cutting through the.
You've got it,
man. Are you like we're maid of honors? Like that's not this vibe.
I think you've got it wrong.
First of all, Jay's never going to get married.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, big guy. Yeah, I would say no. I would definitely say we're top tier. Yeah, I would definitely.
You would be your best men then, not each other.
I would. My best man would
be
a girl.
Can you have more than one?
Oh,
Can you have like 10?
That's nice.
No.
Because if there was 10, then you'd probably get in. But
if someone dropped out, maybe. Yeah.
Hang on a second. We'll have this out. I'm definitely in the running for your best man. 100%. And likewise with you.
I mean, you'd have to, like, your act needs to get a bit better, like.
My act is what my performance.
Yeah. Do you know what the difference is? Like, true best friends, like, we don't even have to ask if we're going to be each other.
It's not even a question.
Like, unspoken words.
So even though we did speak about it recently, okay. But it's unspoken.
Let's,
you know?
Let's not talk about it.
You're sometimes right. Bitch. So that's, that's what I
have.
I guess
you ever fallen out? Have you ever had like a big fallout?
No.
But best friends do that.
No, but we're not like that. It's not toxic.
That sounded like such a lie. No, but it's not toxic.
It's just like we're just on the same page. It's super chill. I'm not arguing. I'll argue with my sister. Well, I'll literally like beat my sister
up. My sister's a fucking bitch.
My sister is a bitch. But
no, but I can say. But you guys have a different. You have a very unique relationship. I wouldn't say that typically people have best friends like you have best friends. You are sort of blood almost, right?
Right.
And people say that, you know, but you guys are very, very close.
Oh, isn't that
some
nice?
Say too close, actually.
but
people
I
would say that.
But even if we did a best friend test right now, for example, and I was to ask you questions, and then you could ask us questions back, I guarantee we'd do exactly the same. And
probably.
You have to say the answer on three. So I'd say, you know, your favorite instrument or whatever. You go 1, 2, 3, then you say it together.
Right. Cello.
Okay. So okay, ready? Here we go. So ask.
Competition.
Wait, wait,
wait. Yeah,
I'm
competition.
So confused.
Oh, mate. Here
who am I answering?
I'm excited.
You're answering.
Oh,
for, you're not answering for me.
Oh my god.
This is boys versus girls.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. So ready for this? Okay.
Oh my god.
How do we verify what the actual answer was though?
Because you just lie and go, three, yes. And
it's a trumpet.
So we're just gonna say the same answer at the same time.
Yeah.
Should we do 3, 2, 1 just so we can think for one second?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1 and then go. Okay.
Okay. So, okay.
Let us just sync up.
I'm kind of nervous.
Round one.
Okay,
round
I'm not very good at recalling, like, you know, when you facts. Have to recall facts.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Excuses.
Okay. So what is your favorite meal to have? Your favorite meal to have. Okay.
Wait,
so
is this Sophia's favorite?
Yeah. Meal? Sophia's favorite meal to have.
You got it.
Okay. You got it. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Oh my god, right.
Jesus.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, my ears have gone.
Apologies.
Oh my
god,
shit, sorry. Let's get
I
you
want
back.
To apologise for that, guys.
Izzy, I'm sounding so sorry that you had to hear us screaming.
Sorry.
So sorry.
I
do apologise.
To all our listeners, you heard us scream. Everyone's all right. Okay, you guys ask us.
Okay.
Alex, it's your
eye. Okay, Alex, I'm going to ask this to you for Jamie.
Yeah, okay.
What is Jamie's favourite alcoholic beverage?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ready?
Oh, wait.
I hope we didn't get this time.
Wait, yeah, you did.
No. 3, 2, 1.
Margarita.
Vodka. What goes in a margarita?
Vodka. Favourite alcoholic.
I was just thinking back to your alcoholic days when you just used to swig on a bottle of vodka.
Alcoholic margarita. Favourite alcoholic drink.
He's lying. He's trying to disguise the fact that he just drinks Glens on his own.
Okay, Cynthia, it's your turn. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So, what is your favourite?
I'm nervous.
Chocolate bar.
Oh, she doesn't eat chocolate.
I do, but if it was a favourite.
Okay.
Oh. Wait, that's one. secret. That's
you didn't get this
messaging
time.
Going on here.
One,
wait,
no, two.
I'm not ready. Yeah.
One.
No, light.
She said, "Look at me."
Look at me. Look at me.
Wait, I've got so many things flying around
do
in
not,
my head.
Do not. Cynthia, do not cheat.
I'm trying to think.
Right. Okay. You got to go on three.
She doesn't eat chocolate ever.
The vegan chocolate.
Everett, no. Come on.
I only eat vegan chocolate.
Ready?
Is it why? Is one. It like kind of my favourite as well? I don't know what to say.
3, 2, 1.
No!
Yes!
Come
you
on. Fucking oh, Lego! God. I don't like Lego! That goes gross.
That one really confuses me. Is it actually vegan?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it? Vego.
Vego.
I thought it was Vego.
I think out of all podcasts.
Honestly, Nomo. I forgot Nomo. That existed. Shit.
The thing is with Vego, it's got huge hazelnut chunks.
It's quite chunky chocolate.
It's like a Yorkie.
I actually kind of like it.
It's nice. Like the chocolate.
Out of all podcasts, I think this is the most hectic one there's ever been.
The microphone's broken.
Sorry to all you listeners. Okay, wait, hang on a sec. We're still in the running here. Okay, so ladies, you have to ask me a question about Alex. Let's go.
Okay, what is Alex's favourite place to go on holiday?
I was going
to
ask that.
Ready?
Okay. Oh, you know? Oh, wow.
Three, two, one.
Ibiza. There we go.
I think that's one all.
The little wink that you gave me before was really lame.
Okay.
This is a tiebreaker.
Impressive. Tiebreaker.
Okay.
Oh God, here we go.
Oh, I love this. Oh, you don't need to say who's best friends, isn't it? And now you're on a tiebreaker. Yeah, yeah, and now you're on a tiebreaker. All right, here we go. Ladies.
Okay.
What is...
You're asking Sophia.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to ask both of you. Okay, so this is both of you. Okay. Sophia, first to you.
Okay.
What is your favourite Disney movie?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, we're not going to...
No. Well, there you are. The shame. Shame. One, two, three.
No, wait. Wait a second. Okay, my favourite. Oh, no. No, that's not
cheating.
Disney.
Well, stop cheating.
No, it's not DreamWorks.
Okay. DreamWorks. Favorite cartoon
Shrek?
Movie.
Okay,
favorite
okay.
One, cartoon. Two, three.
Shrek.
No, but come on.
Come on.
She watches Shrek every night to go to sleep. She's weird.
Okay.
Is that Disney?
Oh, guys, it's DreamWorks.
We're going to get into this. Hold on after. Just quickly, we'll start it again because you cheated. Okay.
That was no cheating.
That was a cheat. So let's start again. I'm going to ask you everyone, what is Sophia's favourite song? Favourite artist?
All right. What are we talking
favourite artist?
Pick one.
Favourite artist?
I haven't got one. Wait,
Sophia, we would go classic?
Go.
What, Mozart?
Three.
Wait, I don't know what I'm saying.
Stop cheating.
How classic?
Stop cheating.
How classic?
How classic?
Three. Two.
Beethoven.
One.
Cody Simpson. What? I don't want to say
Cody Simpson?
I think you lose just because of that. Game over.
I was going to go call that break.
I thought we both got that.
That was classic, classic.
I was saying that, but I tried to be quiet. I was like,
classic.
She did go.
I went go.
Good.
He's like our throwback. You know, we're just in like a really good mood. It's like, get a bit.
You know,
Cody
he's
on.
A professional Olympic swimmer now for Australia.
Yeah, but what? He didn't get into the Olympics, unfortunately.
Oh, she didn't know that.
You sound quite happy about it. Also, how the hell do you know that?
He kind of looks a bit like you.
I was going to say blonde.
Yeah, but I didn't want
to. I met Cody Simpson. I went to...
What?
Yeah, I met him. I went to... I told you this.
No way.
Yeah, no way. I went
to... No way.
You'll love this about him. Oh, you're crying. Cody Simpson.
You're getting emotional.
He didn't get into the Olympics.
I got invited to this place in Bali, and I went there.
Wow.
And we were sitting on a table, and Cody Simpson was sitting next to me.
Wow.
And he was like two seats away, and I was like... And he's like a good looking, like tall.
I'm surprised you know who Cody Simpson
is. Me too.
Yeah, I know Cody Simpson is. Anyway, he went to the bathroom and I thought, this is my chance. So I went to the...
So you scuttled
in
after
him. Yeah.
Cody, wait.
Big fan, big fan.
Yeah, let me touch your dick. Cody, come back. Anyway, I went in there and we were both taking a pee. Next to each other.
Did you sidle up next?
And I did that thing where I pretended I hadn't noticed. Then I went...
Oh!
How
embarrassing!
Hello!
He was definitely like...
And he sort of looked at me and I went, I think we're on the same table. And he went, gave me a nod and I went, Jamie, and offered him my elbow!
What, whilst holding your
cock? While we're peeing!
Whilst holding your cock.
Yeah.
Why nice. Didn't you wait until you'd both...
It's Cody Simpson.
Did you look at his piece?
I didn't get a look. But then he did say to me...
Yeah.
And this is very cool. As we walked out, he said in his Australia,
he went Australia. Fuck off.
He went. Do you like this place? You went. Do you like this place?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Where are we again?
He was a little bit drunk.
did he have some food in his mouth?
That was terrible.
He was a little bit drunk at the time.
He went slightly South African.
Yeah. Okay. How do you sound then? So,
do you like this place?
Do you like, yeah,
oh,
so,
man.
So,
fucking, do you like this place, man?
Yeah. Okay. So do you like this place?
She can do a Cody.
Do you like this place?
Yeah, I do like it, actually. Do you like this place? And he said...
No, it's fucking
said,
shit, man.
I don't like anywhere... He said, I haven't got my feet dirty yet, so no.
What does that mean?
Well, he's wearing like... shoes the whole time.
Oh.
Which
is that
mean?
Not weird?
So
I like that.
He's not, like, in the sand, you know, like...
He said,
so was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is it a saying?
I thought it was cool. And then
he could have said anything and you'd have been like, man, that's so sick. Man. Jamie's like quickly cleaning his feet. Yeah, mine are fucking like literally spotless.
Jamie's getting his shoes off. Better take my socks off then.
Putting my socks off my shoes.
Jamie made a note of that phrase in his notes, like, didn't get my feet dirty yet.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does it mean, Cody? Oh,
so gosh. So hang on, you have to ask us.
Do you know some of his songs?
Yeah, what's the one that I used to play in LA all the time?
Oh, was that Cody Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember how it goes. It got pretty annoying after a while.
How does it go?
It's good.
Well, sing another one.
You definitely won't know the one.
I think it was with Justin Bieber. Was there one with Justin Bieber?
Oh, that one.
You don't want to know those ones. Do you want to listen to Coast to Coast? 2016.
You know, he followed Chintzia on Twitter when she was like 15.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I was on the school bus.
No way.
She had to get off the bus.
I tweeted out his new lyrics. I literally had a Twitter just to like follow Cody. Tweet out his new lyrics. And he retweeted me and followed me.
It's a big moment.
I was crying.
Sorry. So let's just slow this down. So hang on. You had to get off the bus.
I was shaking. I was crying.
I remember she messaged me. She was like, oh my fucking God. And I was like, oh my God, what? She was like, go do it. It was like a massive
Did you
moment.
Hit the emergency stop button? You're like, I need to get off now.
Get me off.
Hammer out.
The Cody hammer. It's happened.
Ring a ding ding.
Sorry. Ring a ding ding.
Running in the street. Cody.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good, okay, hang on before we get back into celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
So you now have to ask us
the
question. So you didn't get yours.
We did.
You got yours right. So you have to ask us a question. Okay, go.
Well, should we ask them the same?
No, I think let's mix it
up. Do we lose if we don't get this?
We lose if
this is like the fucking this is like the finals of the year.
What's a good question?
Who are we asking it to?
Maybe we could do like favorite clothing brand.
Oh God.
Mate, there's no chance. So, no, boys, that's weird. Like,
you know, no, you could go Prada.
Yeah. I actually know who you would be.
You know what?
Yeah, I think I know who
you
would
be. You would not know.
I would get yours.
Go on then, really? Okay.
Booties.
Booties?
Yeah, your little booties. You
oh, yeah, that is it.
I know that's it.
Yeah, oh, no, okay,
let me think of a good one.
Yeah, think of a good one. This is good for a podcast when you guys come on. Could be colours. It could be
favourite colour.
Days of the month.
It could be where do you get your haircut?
What?
No, I know where he gets his haircut.
Oh, you do.
No, come on. You think of it. So, what about something?
Yeah,
like...
Yeah, favourite colour.
Favourite colour.
I feel like that's tough.
Okay, favourite car. No, what about favourite cars?
Hang on.
Whoa.
This is our question.
Because I know that one.
I think colour. I think we roll
I don't
with
like
colour.
Cars. Okay, we go. Colour.
Favourite colour. So my favourite colour. His favourite colour.
Yeah.
So let's go for Alex's favourite colour. Jamie, right. What do you think Alex's favourite colour?
3, 2, 1.
Turquoise. You didn't say it.
Turquoise.
You just like...
Yeah, it's not turquoise. It's not turquoise at all.
You could have lied.
I just zoned out for a minute. I was looking at you going, he's such an idiot. He's never going to get this. Shit, we lost.
As expected.
Yeah, well, it's we did all right. I didn't think we'd get to the finals, so...
Yeah,
it's not turquoise.
When do I ever wear turquoise?
My favourite colour used to be turquoise. My room used to be turquoise when I was about 9.
I liked purple when I was young.
Oh, so hang on. We've got to get back to it. So, Sophia, you have to watch Shrek.
Can we not?
every single time
is
you
that,
go to sleep.
Is that like a comfort thing?
Yeah. Well, I really struggle to sleep. I cannot sleep if it's silent. Like, I need to watch something to go to sleep.
What, you need, like screams and stuff outside?
Do the voices creep in when it's silent?
No, so, like, I always used to watch, like, The Office or Friends, just, like, in the background. But then as of maybe, like, a few months ago, I got into watching Shrek. And now I just watch Shrek
Do you go
every
from
night.
One to, is it four? How many movies did they do?
Three.
No,
did
you watch them?
Four.
I think they
there's
did
four,
do it four.
Did they?
They did loads of spin-offs. Which
there's supposed
shit.
To be a fifth as well.
No way. Oh my God.
So get excited, guys.
Lots of people struggle. I had this to get a bit serious for a second. I had the...
You had to listen. Yeah. He had to listen to sex noises to get to sleep.
No, I did.
It's really weird.
I did have a weird period where I kept having sort of... sexual dreams, but anyway, that was another. Anyway, beside the point.
Sorry,
yeah, no, I
Thank
kept
you
wait.
For that.
Yeah,
nice. And that was Jamie flirting. You know?
Drink that in, ladies.
Yeah, let's just take a pause for a minute.
Let's stay there.
I just want you guys to get your composure back, and then we'll carry on the podcast.
Stay
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I know you're freaking out now. God, how creepy of me. Anyway. Yeah, I had this thing which you get a bit, Alex. So beginning of lockdown, I had that one night where you go, oh, I'm not going to sleep tonight, and then you don't sleep. And then I had the fear of not sleeping after that for a while, which was a really hectic experience.
You know what you need to do? Get Shrek on.
Get Shrek on.
And be absolutely fine.
Honestly, Sophia recommended.
I'm going to watch it tonight because I keep sleeping really badly.
Yeah,
she was watching it on the plane on the way back with her headphones in.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
There's a picture. She was like,
it's like a sleeping pillow you take.
Well, I can't sleep without it. I feel like I sit there and like watch it like every night. I just have it on and I'm just like.
But I always ask you that, guys, this, but you're not in a relationship at the moment, right?
Apart. Nope.
There you go.
No comment.
Sorry,
did you say you always...
We're not learning about my love life on private parts.
Did you say you
did this last
ask
time?
This?
Yeah,
I don't think you always ask it, do you?
No, I do. We've done a lot of podcasts.
I think
together.
You would... Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Well, we have double dates on Saturday.
Do you?
Correct.
Do you? But you can't always go on double dates.
No, they've met before.
We're seeing if they get on, because that's a big,
big thing,
part
it?
Of the filtering process,
for sure.
You know?
Are you serious? That is like the hardest filter I've ever heard.
No, so not only do they have to have a good connection with you, they also have to get on with with the other partner and obviously you as
well.
Well,
it's just a group thing, you know?
But you can't be in a relationship.
Imagine if
someone,
we were dating people that didn't like each other. It's just not going to work.
Imagine my boyfriend was like, I don't like Sophia.
He sounds like that.
I mean, yeah, I think you should dump him.
Like, well,
he sounds terrible.
So let me give you background, Alex. So last time the guys came on, they had just become single.
Right.
Yeah.
Still. What was that?
They had just become single.
I was breathing out his soul. Anyway, and now, so.
Still single.
So now you're.
When did you last come on?
You're
how
not
long
that single.
About a year ago.
Okay, so hang on a second.
I am.
So yeah, okay. Yeah. Shout out to everyone. Yeah,
in
yeah.
Single lane.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm single. Anyone ready?
BT dubs.
But
by the way,
you're not single, Tizia.
No comment.
That means you're
Whoa!
Not.
Whoa!
I can't. Well.
Okay. No, we're not gonna say
she's
then.
In like the middle ground. Like she's
I've
been
not
dating
about
someone.
It yet.
Oh, and then your fans are gonna go wild.
You know
wild.
Where you kind of get to
but
that
I'm not
point.
Single.
No, you're at that point where you know where like you date different people, and then you just find one person that you just kind of like keep dating. It's like, okay, am I gonna date someone else? Like I don't know. Like you're kind of going down that road.
Right.
And then okay, but then that's a scary road to go down. Oh my God, feelings are all over the place, and
right.
And then what happens? You know when you like someone is when you go, they haven't texted me back. They haven't phoned me. Why is that? Isn't that when you start to really?
They haven't called me.
Well, you're thinking about that person more than you realise.
Wait, so you haven't? You must have dated. Come on.
Yeah, I've dated, but I didn't like anyone.
No,
I was getting back from these dates and I was like, oh, I don't like
Sophia. Went on. Sophia like.
I
tried
thought
to go
I was
going to
date this guy and then he friend zoned me. That was.
Oh,
it was
no.
terrible.
How did he do it?
He's a prick. I looked at the camera.
Did you just look at that? I also.
No, can it we was also, intense.
Can we just also say this? So we went, I got friend zoned. Jinsey went, yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
I lived it too. Like, it was my life as well.
Break
no,
it down.
Like,
what happened?
She was like in the next room.
What, listening? That's a bit.
With a milk.
I was like, he can't come round. She's like, he's coming around to talk. I was like, he can't come around.
So explain what happened. Break it down.
So it was like a lockdown. It was like over lockdown. And we'd like gone on like some dates before. Like, you know, when there was that kind of weird time where it's like, we're in lockdown.
It was in like November,
lockdown.
Right?
Like, we've gone on like, literally like November the 2nd, I think it was.
You're the day in the park.
No, it wasn't that deep. We'd gone on like 2 days.
So you get the dick in the park. What did you say?
A date in the park.
I love that festival, Dick in the Park. It's great.
So yeah, it'd gone on for a while, but we'd only actually gone on like two or three like physical dates. It was just more like FaceTiming, like lockdown, like not seeing each other. And then he friend zoned me.
So he would just stop replying.
It was when it gets
no,
to the point.
He like, you know, wanted, when lockdown ended. He called me today on the way here. I was like,
bizarre.
Like, what to say? To hey, be, buddy. Like, how
to
you
be
doing?
Friends. Like,
okay. He was like, we can't start this because it's not going to end well. I was like,
okay,
well,
but
well.
You're better at this than me then. Mm. So you understand these situations better than me. Why would a guy friend zone a girl and then want to be friends with her afterwards?
What happens?
He genuinely wants to be friends. Like,
yeah, but you have to. You guys are jokes girls, right? So you're super fun to hang out with.
And super
so,
fun.
No, yeah, sorry. Jesus.
Super fun.
Yeah, that's me friends I need, right?
But honestly, it's been great. You like, you're super fun, but...
You're super fun, but...
But you are, so I can understand it, why people want to be friends.
What happened on the dates? Like, were you not getting the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was getting the vibes. But I wasn't like, I wasn't looking for like a boyfriend. It did become more of like, oh, well, I'm just going to like, I didn't really know what was going on, did I?
Well, you liked him.
I liked him.
It doesn't matter if you don't want a boyfriend or not. Like, yeah. You were getting
and
on.
And I thought, I kind of thought that like, because we were speaking like throughout lockdown, so it kind of became like a company thing. So I sort of assumed like when lockdown ends, like we're going to actually be able to date and like hang out and like get this going a bit. Then lockdown ended and I was like, let's do something. Whoa. And he was like, oh, I'm busy. And I was like, strange.
For a whole month, he was like, I'm busy.
And I was like, okay.
Maybe he was dating someone else.
Then it was at the end of the month.
I reckon he was too
But tired. Then like, but he would still like call me multiple times a day, would still like
bizarre.
Talk to me. And I'd
I
be like, what
I
is
reckon
going
he had
on?
A girlfriend.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what it was?
Yeah.
Definitely. Really?
Mm.
Typically,
and then he was like, oh, you just wanted to be friends. I was like, oh.
He was like, oh, you do know, like, when we meet up, like, I don't want to hurt you, but, like, you are just a friend to me.
And I was like,
unless he's playing a game where he's trying to be, like, ultra cool, then you meet up, and then you actually.
Oh.
Did you get intimate?
No.
Sorry.
But that was
did
April.
Did you get intimate?
Yeah. Did you get intimate? Tell me more.
So formal.
Did you get intimate?
No, like we didn't sleep together. Like it did, never went that far.
No Zoom.
No sleepovers.
Kind of getting, no sleepovers. No Shrek watching anything like
no.
that.
No.
No, she couldn't watch Shrek. Well, and get that's she'd be asleep. That would be illegal. Yeah.
But that's even more of a deeper connection.
Right. Like yeah. We were like, but he's like, oh, like I just value so much as a friend. Like we've built up such a thing. Like if we go down that road, it's going to get complicated. So I was like,
he was scared. Sounds like bullshit.
I think he was scared. You know.
Okay, but you can't just say that.
I think he's got a girlfriend. It just sounds a bit weird.
You reckon?
Well, you were talking for so long and then suddenly it's just like, oh no.
And in lockdown
where was
as well.
Like,
his
he still
then?
Wants to keep in touch. Like, he was like, can I see you at the weekend? And I'm like, oh no, I've got that.
Does he have a foreign girlfriend?
I don't know.
Overseas.
Let me find out. Let me get back in touch.
Call him right now.
I think we should call him.
Should I ask?
Find out what's going on.
No, I don't want to do it.
He won't answer. Like,
he would. He would answer.
Let's phone him.
I got a question.
Let's out him. I got a question. To say,
no,
to say why
can't.
Did you answer me? Let's do it.
I'd be so scared.
I'm terrified as well. I'm not even in
scared
it.
As well.
No, we can't. Can we not do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
the rules
a biggest decision.
Yeah, it's not. It's
you
not our
do
decision.
It? I'm too scared.
Okay, no. Let's not do it.
Because I don't want to ask. I'm like, I'm not bothered. You know, like. Unbothered by
it. She was
so
chiseled.
Good,
yeah.
Good that he won't listen to this podcast and realise. Yeah.
Oh, that was me.
Shit. Sounds like that.
A little bit.
Wait, so Jinsa, so you're in that little period at the moment, in between. Mm. But he's a good dude?
He's really nice.
Okay.
Is he super
so
fun?
So nice, so
he's
fun.
He's super fun.
Super fun is a really good compliment. I'd love to be called super fun.
Yeah, I want to be called. Yeah, fun's really nice. You don't want to be boring.
I get super creepy more than
I guess, yeah. That's super creepy.
Super intense. Yeah.
That's honestly, that sums up Jay. So intense. No. So intense for the first 2 months and then just like disappears.
No, that's the worst. You can't call me super intense.
You are super intense.
Oh, it's such a bad trait to be.
No, it's
not
good.
Always. It means you're like engaged.
There's never
a
silence.
You're keen, yeah. You don't want to not be intense.
You're keen, you're super intense.
What was that?
I don't know.
What was that noise?
I sound like I heard a little voice going. I was like.
I thought it was like.
Sounded like a small woman.
You just farted next to me.
I just farted a small child.
Okay, listen. I think let's stop there for part one.
Okay.
Because we're gonna come back for part two and chat way more about this because I got loads more. Are you guys having fun?
Yeah, we're super
so much fun.
Yeah, I just to say before we get to, I just love having you guys on.
We love being here. Good time.
We're the podcast family, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, love you guys. All right, we'll see everyone in part two. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye bye now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.